seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular to get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and now for a limited time, new customers can get their second month free. Call 1-888-FREEDOM, visit a store near you, or consumercellular.com and start saving today. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing, taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. President Trump's 25% tariff on imported automobiles goes into effect Thursday, a move experts say could raise prices on some cars as much as $10,000. And that dire news appears to have created a dash to buy now. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Car dealerships in the Philadelphia region and beyond are seeing an increase in buyers as an increase in tariffs on imported cars comes into effect Thursday.
We did see at the end of March a pretty dramatic uptick in business from people that were basically pulling the decision forward.
That's Ross Choate, dealer principal at Norristown Chrysler Dodge Jeep.
They were thinking about getting a new car and decided to maybe move the decision up based on the fact that they were concerned about tariffs. And as a result, we did 50% of the business we did in March in the last 7 days of the month.
Cox Automotive, which runs several online auto sales sites, says on Friday users logged a 54% increase in queries on dealer.com.
If the internet traffic's up 35%, what happens is people look at our inventory, look at our website, find a car they might be interested in, make an inquiry over the internet, we'll send them information, and that usually turns into foot traffic.
Some analysts are saying new car prices could rise $5,000 to $10,000 out of the gates due to the new tariffs. I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
An 18-year-old man is in critical condition after a shooting Tuesday evening at a rec center playground in East Germantown. This comes the same night concerned city leaders held an emergency meeting about teen gun violence at rec centers. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has the story.
Police were called to Lana Young Rec Center in East Germantown around 5:45 Tuesday evening, where they say a fight between a few people grew larger before escalating to gunfire. Authorities say an 18-year-old man was hit in the chest. Police took him to the hospital where he was placed in critical condition. The shooting comes on the same night city leaders gathered in East Mount Airy for an emergency meeting about teen gun violence and rec center safety. First Deputy Commissioner John Stanton says it's top of mind as we approach the summer months.
To make sure that this city is safe, this is obviously one of the biggest components of it, making sure that our rec centers are safe places for our kids to play and safe places for them to enjoy.
This marks at least the ninth teenager shot in the city over a five-day span. Investigators did not specify the number of spent shell casings, have not recovered any guns, and have talked to a few people whose relation to the shooting is unknown but have not identified any suspects. Investigators are trying to determine whether there were one or two shooters, and they say preliminary video evidence indicates there may have been two. In East Germantown, Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
The future of two Delaware County hospitals is still up in the air after a bankruptcy hearing adjourned without a resolution. The judge is extending the sale deadline until Thursday, and lawyers said a deal is still being hammered out. KYW's Justin Udo tells us hospital workers are holding out hope the final outcome will be in their favor.
At this point, we'll just stay tuned.
That's Judge Stacey Jernigan, who moved the court date to April 3rd after Prospect Medical Holdings lawyers did not have an agreement to sell off their assets, which include Crozier Chester and Taylor Hospitals.
We still remain very positive. We remain optimistic that the right decision is going to be made.
Chester Crozier paramedic and union president Kate Denny believes a sale will go through and they will stay open, even though they do not know who the potential purchaser is. purchaser is.
There's something new coming at me every day. Certainly, we take it with a grain of salt until we actually get a confirmed this is who it is.
Denny says thanks to a multi-million dollar contribution, they're not currently too worried about operating costs and keeping their doors open until a sale is made. But she's asking for continued support.
That the community remains vigilant. They speak up and say how important it is that the hospital system, as well as the EMS-based system, remains in the county.
Thursday's bankruptcy hearing is scheduled to take place in Texas federal court. In Delaware County, I'm Justin Udo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Opera Philadelphia is closing the 2024-25 season with a new production that puts a modern spin on one of Mozart's classics. KYW Sherrod A. Howard tells us more about Don Giovanni at the Academy of Music.
So ending the current season, I mean, go out with a bang.
Don Giovanni is just a classic opera.
Anthony Rolfe Costanzo, general director and president of Opera Philadelphia, explains the classic already has roots in magical thinking.
Mozart, who wrote it, had this idea for the sort of respected person to turn into a statue.
He says the new production, led by American stage director Alison Martz, known for her innovation, watered the roots of a classic, creating an even more imaginative and thought-provoking interpretation.
And this is a very modern, very interesting production of great music and a classic opera.
And Timothy Murray makes his Opera Philadelphia debut in the title role. Canadian soprano Olivia Smith makes her company debut as Donna Anna.
It opens on April 25th and closes on May 4th, and it's four performances.
Charity Howard, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton. The real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.